This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Madeline Brand. Let's go to politics now. Polls are showing a preference among voters for Barack Obama. That's true nationally and in the battleground states. We're going to take a closer look at those states between now and the election. Today, Pennsylvania. Real Clear Politics has it solidly in the Obama camp by 9 points. Randall Miller is a political scientist at St. Joseph's University in Philadelphia, and he's here now. Professor Miller, does that mean it's over for John McCain in Pennsylvania?
No, I don't think so, although all the polls show the numbers trending very much in favor of Obama, and this is especially true over the last 10 days or so. Basically, of course, the economy, questions of the economy have driven every other issue off the front pages here, and it's been very real in terms of concerns across Pennsylvania. Questions about joblessness, which has been pretty much a perennial here over the last 10 years or so, outsourcing, questions about health care. But all that said, Pennsylvania is a very difficult state to predict because it's really many states in one, and there are a lot of hidden variables that are really disguised in these kinds of poll numbers. So although Obama seems to be doing very, very well at the same time, because McCain has pulled out of Michigan and said he's going to pump more resources into Pennsylvania, he thinks it's a winnable state. And if you look below the surface, despite all the problems that McCain has with the economy, et cetera, there are many factors in Pennsylvania that could play in his favor.
Now, what do you mean by other variables?
Well, I call them hidden variables that don't always show up so well. But they did show up in the primary with Clinton versus Obama. And one is the age factor. Pennsylvania has the second oldest population in the United States. And these are people that come out to vote, and there's a deep distrust, or at least there are misgivings on the part of many older people in Pennsylvania as polled about Obama. Part of it is his emphasis on newness and what have you, which seems to challenge their ideas of more traditional ways of looking at things. The word change counts for a lot of people, but it can worry other people. Education is another factor. Pennsylvania, although, quote, an eastern state, actually has a relatively low level of college-educated people in the population. Clinton did very well with people who had only a high school education, were 65 years or older, so-called ethnics, if you will, Catholics, and et cetera, working-class people, a significant part of the population. And again, that's a population group in which McCain has done very well. Another factor that people don't talk much about, but they should, is race. And race actually was something that was talked about in Pennsylvania during the primary, Democratic primary, when roughly 12% of the people in the exit polls said that race was a factor, if not a significant factor, in how they voted. It didn't say whether they voted one way or the other, but they were race conscious. And what we know in the past in terms of the so-called Bradley effect is that people might poll strongly in favor of a candidate who's black, but in reality might let their misgivings, I'm talking about white people, let their misgivings drive them another way when they get in the polling booth.
Randall Miller is a political scientist and a professor of history at St. Joseph's University in Philadelphia. Professor Miller, thank you very much.
It was my pleasure.